is Davin's Den.
And Pip has crapped herself.
I was just wondering.
Pip had the audacity to ask who this was. Pip went with me multiple times to see this band, one of their classic songs, and Pip did not know that was Aerosmith.
Oh, and the eat shit look I got.
In her defense, it's not an iconic song that they do that everybody knows.
Thank you.
They've played it in concert together. Guns N' Roses covered it. You cannot protect her from this. She should know better. Nice try. No.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe. You died on the wrong fucking hill.
I was being facetious.
Oh, well, I can't see you over the phone.
Didn't we talk about feces enough?
And in that case, way to throw her under the bus. I approve.
Hey.
All right. We will do some scamming scammers.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Okay, last week we started with Mary. Now, Mary was a young lady that engaged me on Instagram right before a show in Cocoa Beach, Florida. She is from Claverland, Ohio. This version of Fake Davin is from Dionne Warwick, New York. Dionne Warwick, New Bjork. Which has a lot of musicians. I, too, am a musician. I play the skin flute. I don't have human children, but I do have an orchid named Seymour, who is akin to the monster from Little Shop of Horrors. And Mary is not really into sex, but she's willing to have it for me quickly. And I am obsessed with the fact that she has a boyfriend that she's not telling me about.
Which has not even come into evidence, but she's pretty sure.
Yes. So we will resume with Fake Davin and Mary. This is August 20th, 4:36 p.m. She asks, "Hey, are you there now? Can you say something to me?" I said, "Hi." She goes, how are you doing now? I go, "I'm fine." "Mary, we need to figure out this sex thing." She goes, "Okay, I'm sorry for living you here."
What?
She lived me there.
She lived you there.
She lived me there. "I'm back now." I go, "It's okay. May I ask you something?" And then...
Have you heard of blue balls?
3 hours later, I get an answer.
Have you heard of blue balls?
What are these blue balls? They're on your chin, you hold.
You keep leaving me waiting.
She goes, "What is that? I'm hearing you. You are not saying anything." An hour and a half later, I go, "Sorry. Mary, are you a virgin?"
Wow.
What?
Just so random.
She goes, "Why?" The letter Y-I. So you ask.
Y-I?
Y-I. That was
why?
A new... Oh, I. Why I?
Why I?
I go, "Because of your aversion to sex. Are you a virgin?" She goes, "Yes." "And you?"
Yeah.
I go, "I think technically I am. Does it in the butt? Does doing it in the butt count?" What? Pip is now dying. We have a dying Helix. Finally, this show has accomplished something in all these years. It killed off Pip.
It finally kicked in.
She goes, "Okay, what do you mean about that?" I go, "About what?" She goes, "Never mind." I go, "Tell me." She goes, "What?" I go, "What don't you understand?" She goes, "I understand everything." I go, "Okay, are we good?"
Oh, my God.
She goes, "What do you think?" I go, "I think we are both virgins, and I don't want to be. I'm not sure if you wish to be a virgin." She goes, "If you really want it to be, it will be."
Que sera, sera.
Que sera, sera. Virginity.
Will be. Good old
Doris Day. Sure. Doesn't the butt count?
That's an age-old question.
It is.
And by the way, no, it does not. But you are not virginal. You're still a skanky whore. But
it counts.
I feel like in some ways you're even dirtier.
Yeah.
That's the no-no hole.
That's the no-no hole. not according to Sharman. That's the no-go.
Funny. She goes, if you really want to be, it will be. I go, you okay with us no longer being virgins together? She goes, okay, what is going on with me and you next?
The no-no hole, apparently.
I go, I will come to Claverland and take you out to dinner. She goes, okay, before that, can you do me a favor? Always a favor with these bitches.
I know. Before you come to Claverland, I need something else. Okay.
I go, looking for shit. That's why they're there.
Joe! you're pure. Your thoughts are more impure than my virgin over here. How dare you?
Yes, I'm a heathen, yes.
Well, yes. Anyway, I go, okay. I go, maybe. I go, maybe. She goes, okay, when will you be prepared for it? I go, for what? And then we go to August 21st at 12:47 a.m.
Just when we be prepared for it, then skedaddle.
She goes, for coming to my place, of course, or you don't want to come again. 4:10 a.m. For some reason, I'm up.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, there's scammers Please. That need my attention. It can't just be yelling at you, Joe. Sometimes I have to deal with scammers.
Sometimes it's yelling at me. You know, you have to take All a right. break.
Sure. So I answer. I go, I do. She goes, okay, now can you get it for me? I go, get what? The things I asked you before. I go, you did not ask for anything.
Ha, ha, ha.
She goes, for the money I asked you for. I go, you did not ask for anything. And she hasn't.
No.
She goes, okay, I agree. How about now?
Well, now I'm asking.
Haven't I asked now? Is all about the money.
Someone doing a double take. It's like, hummer, hummer, hummer. Well, how about now?
Wait. Wait, she said just said it's all about the money?
She goes, it's all about the money.
Oh, game over. You win, lady.
I go, you liking me is all about the money? Glad you told me that.
Yeah, really? Like, why is she saying this?
She goes, okay, baby, will you give me that?
It's all about the money.
I have a virgin prostitute.
She's so...
Well, we have to thank her for her candor, at least, you know.
Which is so rare in a scammer.
But she's so irritated. She's like, I'm going for broke. I'm just going to tell him it's about the money.
It didn't take me long to fucking break her, did it?
No. It's now she's just like, how about you just give me some money?
My fucking money.
She's exhausted.
I go, oh, yes. Let me get right on that. Now that we've established what this is about, I can make you my personal prostitute. Is that cool?
Oh, man.
What? Fake Davin is a virgin who wants to lose it. He's willing to pay for him to lose his virginity. How dare you judge? How dare you, woman?
I know.
And yeah.
I'm very judging.
She's offering, so what the hell?
She goes, it's cool. If you wish, I'm going to happen. See, I finally found a soulmate online.
All you have to do is say what you want.
She goes, hello, are you there? I go, yes. She goes, so what are you talking about? I go, that was the TV. By mistake, I hit, like, audio.
Oh.
I was, like, recorded. She goes, what is the TV? I go, a magical box.
Just like you.
Yes. She goes, okay, what are you saying about what I told you before? I go, I need to see how you look.
Wow.
I don't want an ugly prostitute.
Well, no.
No, you're paying top dollar.
I don't know if I'm paying top dollar, but I'm paying something, Joe.
Yeah, but anything, you know, you always want value in your money.
Sure. She goes,
he wants some bang for his buck. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do. She goes, like, I don't understand what you mean by that. I go, by ugly, gross, unattractive, hideous. She goes, okay, don't you trust me anymore? I go, if this was about love, sure. But you said this is about money. For money, I need proof. To go to Joe's point.
Yeah, well, for money, right. It's like you better be pretty.
Yeah. She goes, not for money, but for love. I go, nope, you said this is about money.
Yeah, she did.
She goes, what tip of proof you needed? I did not say anything like that to you before. I go, you said, and then I quoted, is all about the money.
She did.
She goes, when did I say that? Can you just tell me? I go, scroll up. You said it a few minutes ago.
I was just about to say that 2 minutes ago. I'm not that stupid, you bitch, or whoever the fuck you are.
Sir? I'm not that stupid, sir.
It's like, does this person have the memory of a goldfish? Like,
they should be so lucky.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, okay, that is not what I meant to say. What I mean is that can you send me something to eat? I go, you said this is about money and you'll be my personal prostitute. I certainly don't want to backslide and buy this bitch dinner now. Why would I backslide when I'm going to get laid for cash?
Well,
what are you going to, next day you have a sandwich to her? What the fuck?
Maybe she'll settle for ramen and you're in anyway. What's the difference?
That's a good point. I might get off cheaper.
You could.
She goes, hey, I'm not a prostitute, okay? Now she's getting uppity.
No, we already established what you are. Now we're just haggling over the price.
Yes.
Ba-dum-bum.
I go, you don't like prostitutes? She goes, I'm not that, okay? I go, if you say so. This fake Davin is not a nice fake Davin.
No.
This is one of the more dickish fake Davins we've
yes.
had.
Yes.
She goes, if you want alls to date, we can do it, but you stop calling me prostitute. Now her fake persona is offended. I've offended this fine woman's reputation.
You've offended the scammer.
A scammer who wants to take your money and is setting ground rules? Are you kidding me?
Well, they're trying to. I go, okay, let's focus on love and dating and not money. She goes, okay, if that what you want me to do for you. I go, no, I want that for us, not just for me. She goes, okay, and then I blow her a kiss. She goes, what are we going to do next now? I go, well, I need to give Seymour some water. I want to come to Claverland and show you a nice time. You got quiet. Guess you did not like my plan. See ya.
Wow, you just give up so easy.
She goes, okay, when are you going to come to Claverland? They've added an E.
Oh, look at that.
I go, when would you like me to come? She goes, is all up to you when like to come. And by the way, there's not an H in any of these whens.
Oh, God.
She goes, and you need to send a thing. I go, I need to send a thing? Yes, darling, if you really want me. I go, I need to buy your love? She goes, okay, and? I go, that is prostitution!
And we're back to square one.
You're not commenting this story, but you wrote that, right?
Yes! Yes!
All right, good, because I didn't know. All right, I know you were just sitting some off the record. No, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. She goes, okay, if that it looks like. I go, what else could it be? She goes, is what you think? I go, I'm trying to have a relationship, and you keep asking for things.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, I want to tell you something that is very serious about me. I go, sure. She goes, and I'm very serious about this. She goes, I need some money to pay my bills. I have some, and I need someone that can support me for this. That is why I keep on asking you about money all the time. And you understand it like a prostitute. That is not what you think. Here's the difference. A prostitute will give you sex. I will send this person money. I will never get sex.
That's right.
If we're looking at things reality, this is not a prostitute. This is a scammer. I like prostitutes. I don't like scammers.
Right. At least there's an exchange.
Both will fuck you, though, for money.
Yes, both will fuck me for money, but one I'll walk away happy. She'll walk away disappointed, and this one, she'll walk away happy, and I'll walk away disappointed. I'm much more for me walking away happy.
I understand that, though.
I go, I think this is best discussed in person. She goes, if you can really help me. I go, we can discuss it at Denny's in Claverland. She goes, can you do me a favor? I go, as long as it's not asking me for money or fabulous prizes. She goes, yes, that is what I want to talk about. I need it now because the owner of the house has been disturbing me, so I need to pay the just this week from now till Friday. If you can, you help me with it, okay? If you really love the way I love you, too, and I will do whatever you want me to do for you.
And so we're back to money for whatever you want me to do.
It's the way I like it. I go, I'll come to Claverland today. Let me just pack up Seymour, and then I'll be on my way.
You're bringing the plan. God damn it.
How dare you? You insensitive fucking wench.
Are you new here?
I hope the next time you poop with the door open, the cat's scratching the anus. I hope they think it's a fucking catnip mouse, and they fucking go to town on it.
You know my history. Why would you wish that on my ass?
Because of your insensitivity.
Oh, that's true.
And you're very sensitive there.
Yeah.
She goes, you can come now because I have nothing to give you when you gate here. You can't for now. I go, I'm not asking you for anything. She goes, I just need to make up my bills first because God forbid she spell a word right. If you get here, I would like you to spend some time with me here before going back. I go, I will. I'll handle it. I thought you live with your uncle. She goes, yes. I go, so your housing situation is fine. She goes, not really sure about that, but I'm still planning about that. Hold on, I didn't think this through.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah, right, exactly. Hamana.
Wait. What kind of ailment does my uncle have so he can't come up with the rent either?
I go, you said the owner of the house has been disturbing you. She goes, you. I don't want to see him to see, so we go to my uncle's house, go and stay for some time. I go, who can't see me? She goes, give me some minutes. I'm going to be back. I got to fucking huddle up and get this shit right.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, I got to talk to my supervisor, because clearly I'm screwing up the details.
Yeah, I don't think they got a good operation here.
No.
I go, where are you going?
If I was going to talk to the supervisor, I go upstairs and I go, look, we got to bail on this guy. He's driving me up the fucking wall. Well, how about money? Money, I can't get the fucking guy. He called me a prostitute. Now he wants to go to Claverland, and he's going to take me to fucking Denny's. I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah, but those all sound magical to this person.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's sounding magical to me, too.
As well, you should be treated so well.
Denny's?
She goes, give me some minutes. I'm going to be back. I go, where are you going? She goes, okay, I'm back now. I go, where'd you go? She goes, I went just to use the restroom, and I'm back now. You are not saying anything. I go, okay, what would you like me to say? She goes, I don't know, whatever you feel like. I go, what type of music do you like? She goes, hip-hops and you?
Hip-hops. Is that what they play in, like, the beer gardens?
Hip-hops.
Hip-hops.
She goes, gonna now talk to you when I'm back. I go, cool. Well, obviously the primal sounds of the skin flute, but when I'm not listening to that, I find bagpipes quite melodic.
What did you say?
Bagpipes, quite melodic.
Bagpipes. Oh, God.
Skin flute and bagpipes. I can't think of a better combination.
You know, when we were in Scotland. Oh, never mind.
Then I go, huh? She goes, love you, bye.
What?
I go, but, I was going to see you today.
Yeah.
August 23rd, 6:48 a.m. I go, and then she vanished. And then 7:16 p.m., she goes, hello, are you there? I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing? I go, fine, you vanished. She goes, I know, and I'm back. I go, guess your boyfriend needed you.
Oh, here he is. The green-eyed monster. Here
you
he is.
You got a problem with that?
No. As long as my man's not talking to me like this.
She goes, no, I just went to look for something else. You now, I told you that I don't have food stuff, so I need to go to my uncle and explain to him. I go, well, I was going to come to Claverland to feed you. She goes, is there anything you could give me now, LOL, and three happy laughing emojis. Are you there? I go, I'm not flying to Claverland now.
I thought you were dying to give her your skin flute.
I was. She goes, okay, when will you? I'm not sure. I wanted to be with you. Now I'm not sure how I feel.
Oh.
Fake Davin's feelings have been hurt.
Wait a minute. Why
fake
is
Davin's
he
a flower now. Yeah.
Yeah, well, so is Seymour. Yes, Joe.
Why are his feelings hurt? Because she doesn't want to see him before he sends money for food?
Not probably.
Okay.
Or because she vanishes.
Oh, yeah.
Or because of the boyfriend.
Oh.
Any number of reasons.
Any number. He's just butthurt, and we will have to delve into why.
Nobody likes butthurt fake Davin.
Nobody likes delving into your butt to find out why.
Some do. She goes, how do you feel? I go, like I may be better off with just my son Seymour.
Your son now?
He's like my child.
Okay.
She goes, okay, how is he doing? I go, hungry. She goes, are you serious? Why don't you give him something to eat, LOL? I go, I will. She goes, when will you do that? I go, as soon as I can catch it for him.
That's hysterical. Yeah, he doesn't eat anything. He doesn't eat anything dead.
What does she think Seymour is in this conversation? She's so dense.
She's got no idea, which is why she must be treated like shit immediately.
Well, because she's not paying any attention.
You know how I feel about this.
Oh, I know.
I respect the scammers that come in with some game.
Yeah, but it's like, but don't get sloppy with the details.
No,
like
no.
Now,
right.
Yes.
We've played with some of the best.
Yes,
and some of the worst. She goes, okay, I'll be waiting when you get back. I go, you say that, then you go. I could be in Claverland right now if you would not vanish. She goes, okay, now I'm here. I go, now you are, but you vanish and you don't want me to see you. She goes, not really, dear. I go, seems that way. She goes, what are you about now? I go, I don't understand. She goes, what are you up to? I go, shopping. She goes, LOL, laughing. Can I see a pic of you here? I go, why is that funny? No! No pic for you.
No, but it's like you're shopping. You think she'd be like, oh, so you're buying shit for yourself, but you can't give me any money.
Pick me up some snacks.
Yeah.
She goes, LOL, are you serious about what you were saying? I go, yeah. She goes, okay. I go, you vanished and you laugh at me. Nice, not nice, angry emoji.
Oh, God.
What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry, because I forgot from last week. Have you dangled the video chat in front of her yet?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I brought that up.
Okay.
She goes, I'm here with you. I have not gone anywhere. I go, the other day when I was actually going to see you, then you said you love me. That is messed up. She goes, okay, how is it messed up? I go, because if you love someone, you want to see them.
Yes.
She goes, hey, what are you talking about? Do you want to put it on my head only? I go, I was going to come to you. You said I love you and then vanish. That's not nice. She goes, how about it now? At least I'm here again. I go, do you want a cookie?
You want to know something? That's it. That answer is such a guy answer. Well, what do you want now? I'm here now. You know, that's not a woman answer. That's a guy answer.
It is.
And what
You're
about
right.
do you, what about what gender is do you want a cookie, Joe?
dick.
No, it's just the way they said it.
Yeah.
It's like a woman would go, well, you know, if you're really not happy, I'll move up. But a guy will go, well, I'm here now. Or because we're very cut and dry.
Well, Joe.
Nothing's really a big deal.
Joe, would your opinion change if I told you she put two smiling emojis in the middle of that message?
No, it would not change.
Okay.
No, and you know what? I you're right, Joe, because I'm here, and, you know, it's like, but you are always going away and doing stuff. Like, well, I'm here now. That's a guy thing.
Because as guys, we're stupid, and we don't understand, like, the mental ramifications of things. It's like, well, you're like, well, I'm here now. What's the big deal?
It's like, oh, no, you don't know what you just did. Oh, no.
And you could put hearts and teddy bears all the fucking day long, but that sentence stands on its own, is that's a guy.
Yeah, you know, you just slapped her in the face with a glove. It's gonna go down now.
Right.
So I go, do you want a cookie? She goes, yes, darling. Do you want to get me some?
Ha!
I go, sure, and a gold star too. She goes, okay, I'm waiting. I go, what's your address? She goes, is that what you want to know? I go, how else can I get your cookie and gold star?
Yes.
She goes, okay, just a minute. Honey, you never mind about that. I should be the one that will be giving you something. Uh-oh, can I give the address? No, don't do that. It's Africa, stupid.
Dad! Yeah, right.
It's not Claverland.
You have no idea about anything in Claverland, you stupid bitch.
Oh,
no,
by the way,
can't.
She said, okay, just a minute, and then she did not respond until 10:42 the next day.
Things take time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I go, I waited all night. You said it would just be a minute. You never came back. I waited and waited and waited.
Oh, man.
She goes, I'm really sorry about that, okay? I go, you keep doing it. How do you say you love someone and treat them so badly?
Well, that's actually true.
Well, I mean, I know how to. I made a career off of it. She goes, I'm sorry about, okay? I just slept off last night. I go, sorry doesn't feed the orchid.
Stop right there. That's another guy answer. I stop right on, you know, I what do you want out of me? I fell asleep. What can I tell you?
It is a guy answer, yeah.
And what gender would say sorry doesn't feed the orchid?
That would be you.
Fluid.
That's funny.
Gender fluid.
What? I feel bad because I walked on that line. I'm sorry, but that's a good line.
She goes, I don't know what happened to me. Why don't you feed him? I go, it keeps happening. You need to really think about how your actions affect people, young lady.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm sorry, okay? I'm not going to do it again. I go, I guess time will tell. I'm beginning to think this might not be true love.
What was your first clue?
Everything. She goes, why are you saying this for? I go, because you keep disappearing.
Yeah.
She goes, no, I was busy. I go, no, you weren't. You said one moment.
One moment.
She goes, okay, what are you doing now? I'm sorry about all the things. I have done it, okay? I got this person's head spinning. I'm a fucking mental kiss.
But not only that, it's like, it's on their end, it's like, we haven't gotten anything yet. And they're walking on exit. They got to apologize. How much... From their standpoint, how much more effort would you put into this if you were them? I'm not getting anywhere. I'm getting my balls busted. I had to apologize 3 times. Now I feel guilty, and I'm trying to fuck this guy. Yeah, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Or time do I put into this as a scammer?
Yeah, really.
I go, I am feeding the homeless in a soup kitchen. She goes, okay, is the homeless? Who is the homeless? And then she puts two laughing emojis.
Heartless bitch. Yeah.
I go, why is that funny? She goes, never mind, honey. Honey, are you happy with me now? I go, please tell me why that is funny. Honey is not, but want to know how you feel. I go, I feel that you're laughing at homeless people and it makes me angry and sad. What a bitch.
Yeah, really.
What did she think that meant?
No, baby. K-N-O-W.
Oh, God.
No, baby, that is not what I meant. I go, then what did you mean when you laughed?
I laughed when I said I was feeding all those people.
She goes, I just want to know how you feel. I go, I told you how I feel. She goes, you haven't. I go, angry and sad. Angry and sad. Angry and sad. Horny and angry. Sad and horny. Angry and sad.
That's a beautiful children's rhyme.
I like to think it's the one. It's the uncovered Dr. Seuss.
Angry and sad.
Yeah,
right. Angry and sad. Horny and sad. And angry and horny and sad. Sad, sad.
I'm glad we have video for this because now we have Pip rocking back and forth on the chair singing that song.
Oh, I forgot that was on.
That's fucking fantastic. She goes, wow, honey, are you angry and sad just for what? Is that what I did? Is it all about what I did last night? I go, yes, and you laughing at feeding the homeless. She goes, okay, you will accept my apologies. S-E-P-T.
Accept it.
And then she's smiley face and two praying hands. Now I said I'm sorry about that. Unhappy faces. I go, I can accept it. I don't know if Seymour will. You would not like him when he's angry.
Jesus.
Let me ask you a question. Did you give her, and like I said, I heard the story, but sometimes it's to get a little schnitzel thing. Did you give her an indication that you had money?
No, I don't think I have.
Nope.
No.
Because, you know, I'm listening to this, and it's like, why does she keep going, or they keep going?
Because I responded. Most people don't respond, Joe. Most people don't engage them like they're real. And the ones that do engage them like they're real, they figure, oh, I got a live one here.
But they don't. But still, it just doesn't seem that they're getting anywhere. And if they're not looking for romance, they're looking for money. It's like, what keeps them going? Is it something that you're entertaining them? It's almost like with Belinda, like my theory on Belinda. Are you entertaining?
I don't feel she's entertained.
Nowhere with you.
I don't think she's entertained. This is a different kind of Devin.
No, this
person, like you said, you just said, you know, she's not looking for romance. It's like, oh, and this would make you your heart go pitter pat. This guy,
this Davin's a nutcase.
No, this Davin is like clingy and nutty, and he's like a mad professor with a homicidal plant. Right,
and with that in mind, you would think that there might be an indication that there would be money there and a payout, but he's not. He hasn't indicated any of that, so it's. You know, why are they dealing with this?
He's indicated that he is a white American guy. And Americans...
And a comedian, an entertainer.
Yeah.
And plays a skin flute. They think all entertainers have money. I'll show them.
Well, they think all Americans have money.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Joe. How could you forget about my skin flute performances?
The skin flute really brings in the bucks.
That's the caveat on that.
She goes, if you can help me out and beg him, I'll be happy if he expects it. I go, make a voice recording and I will play it for Seymour.
Ha!
She goes, can't you do it for me? I go, no, let him hear your voice and how sorry you are. She goes, I will call you when I'm less busy. Not now, baby. I go, you can just record it on Instagram now, which you can.
Yeah.
I go, just say Seymour, I am really sorry for disappearing. Maybe offer him a small squirrel as a treat when you will see him. Do it now. And Pip has gone into praying mantis. What's the matter here? And Pip is back to dying. What, Joe? Pip was coughing over you.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's a big son of a bitch if you're throwing him squirrels.
I mean, but...
A small one.
But he's talking about his friggin' plant, and she's like, why don't you feed him? Like, does she think he's talking about a kid or something? She's just like... rolling with the flow, whatever he says, she's like, uh-huh, oh yeah, your plant, yes, I'll bring him a squirrel, uh-huh, like that. Any about anything is wildly reasonable about any of this.
Sure. She goes, I will do that. Why are you in a rush? I goes, because the longer he is angry, the more chance he will not accept. Just do it now and I will play it for him. She goes, what the meaning of all this? How will your pet be angry because he hasn't heard my voice? That not true. That's not that not possible. I go, now you're calling me a liar?
Oh, my God.
And it's funny because they're buying into you. And it's so fucking preposterous. But meanwhile, how can they say it's fucking preposterous? A squirrel eating fucking plants. And they're like, well, he doesn't. The hell he doesn't. He loves you.
This is one of the more preposterous fake Davins we've had.
Yes, and the thing is, and there, I mean, obviously it's the language barrier, but the fact that this person is talking about, like, all of a sudden they realize what they're feeding into and go, wait a minute, your pet is going to be mad at me, so I have to hear my voice? Come on now, this is ridiculous.
I think they get so sucked in that they forget about their reality. I'm here, I'm trying to scam this guy, and now they're like, a squirrel. No, that's not like, really, he's squirrel, you know?
Have they never...
Trying to lose it, you know?
Have they never had anybody, like, mess with them before? That they're not even catching any of the signs that this is ridiculous, over the top ridiculous?
It's almost like our segment, Great Debates of Absurdity.
Yes.
When we get so involved in nonsense, you're sitting there, and as we go with the bit... We start getting involved, and it's like, you think about what you're arguing about. You gotta be kidding me, but fuck it, I gotta win. Yeah.
Well, and you find yourself getting really passionate about something that's complete bullshit, or that you don't believe at all.
She goes, you are lying to me just to tell me that you want to hear my voice. I go, go away, how dare you? I told you he's my son.
She you goes, call my son a pet?
She goes, all right, dear, I'm so sorry. But at the moment, my phone is full, so I will call you when I repair the phone. I go, you don't need to call. You could do it right through Instagram. I think you're hiding something.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? As she has guide rules for you, you got guys guide rules for her. You know, Seymour's my son. You know, we're not going to go there.
She goes, you know? She goes, I'm not hiding anything. I will do that when I am less busy. I go, then make the recording. You are not busy. You don't work.
Ouch.
She goes, just be calm. I go, I am calm. Maybe your boyfriend is keeping you, quote, busy.
Oh, God.
A little more gas on the old fire? Yep.
Oh, God. You know, not to this degree, but you kind of remind me of this guy that one of my friends used to date that he was so jealous that he's just like, anytime she wanted to do something, even with just her girlfriends, he's like, oh, are you guys going to go to a bar where so you can pick up guys? And it's like, oh, my God, get over yourself, buddy. No, she's not a complete horn dog where she has to have dick in her 24/7. Calm down.
I'd like to meet that woman.
I
go,
like that. Yeah, we're going to go to the bar and we're going to blow guys like they're a circus balloon.
And
she's the only one objecting.
She goes, just be calm. I go, I am calm. Maybe your boyfriend is keeping you busy. And you vanish. She goes, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I go, then make the recording. Unless what you are hiding is a cock and balls.
Bingo.
I go, are you tucking them in and prancing about?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Silence. That's what I figured, Mary. Or is it Mark?
Nice.
She goes, talk to you. She goes, talk to you later. I go, no, don't, not interested. Glad I didn't go to Claverland and take you to a fancy dinner at Denny's. I was going to get you the Grand Slam, the goddamn Grand Slam. It doesn't get better than Denny's Grand Slam. Now you get nothing. She goes, later. I go, see you, Mark. And that was Mary.
Oh, my God.
Pip is applauding.
What are you talking about, man? Like, you go completely now, mental.
Now, usually somebody would get called out like that after him saying, hi, how are you? I like you. You know, really, is it Mary or Mark? I know who you are. And that would take all of about 4 minutes. This motherfucker got raked over the coals every which way to Sunday before that moment came.
Oh, he
got off the phone. And you got to think of what he's thinking about. He goes, I just made myself look like a complete asshole, and this guy called me out. I just wasted this time. I went along with this shit.
And
this made me look like a fucking asshole.
And may I add, all this while I was mowing the lawn.
Really?
I was mowing the lawn.
You're mowing the lawn again? You know what? Yeah, really.
I had no more patience for Mary or Mark.
Just like, you, I know you got a cock. I'm just so over this.
But not only did I call you out, not only did I make you humiliate yourself, I got the fucking lawn done. I even did the trim, too, and clipped a couple of hedges.
This was an alternate.
You look like an asshole, and the house looks nice.
It was an alternate ending of the crying game.
So it was a brief one.
Yes.
It was a brief, but I felt like there was enough there to bring it to the show.
I liked it.
No, absolutely, without a doubt. Yeah, no, that was very good, because you're just wondering why this guy keeps hanging on, because he had a hunch. He gambled
yep.
on a payoff.
Yep.
And he lost, and he was, here's the key thing. He was humiliated. He walked away from this encounter humiliated. He had to, or what he went through to try to get this money. And not only did he not get money, he was humiliated. So, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and he spent so much time groveling, like, I'm sorry, honey, I didn't mean to. It's like, oh, my God, you spent so much time being a bitch.
You got to click all these boxes. Humiliated, waste of time. No money, you know, every box gets clicked.
This was the biggest asshole Fake Davin has been.
Yes.
I had no tolerance for this person from the get-go.
Yeah. No, he was really annoying.
Yeah.
And
how dare you?
It was Fake Davin.
Fake Davin was not annoying.
Yeah, he was.
Fake Davin was trying to lose his virginity, and we were just trying to figure out how that was going to happen.
I thought Fake Davin.
I think, who was the one that you were going, really, really? Who was that one?
That was with Jane.
Yeah. Oh, and it,
I think was you were at your worst because you were just you. I mean, you were kind of busting shoes, but you were just flat out aggravating.
Joe, I had Joe. That fake Davin had an affliction. How dare you? Where's your tolerance, Mister?
What was that? What was the name of it?
Her tolerance. That's the thing.
What was the name of it when he had like a quake, like a it was like a time quake?
Oh,
he's like really, really, really,
yeah,
really,
I get,
really.
That's her. That's
no,
her.
I forgot. I came up with an ailment.
There was a name of the ailment.
I forgot.
It was funny.
Now, Pip, I think you know. I don't know if you agree with me. I think he was at his most aggravating on that one.
Well, I think that was really funny because if eventually even. The scammer had to call him out and go, oh, this ridiculous thing that you're doing. And it's like, oh, so you did think it was ridiculous. Well, you put up with it for a long time.
That one, at least I had phone calls with.
But I think that this, the personality disorders that this fake Davin had were like much more extreme. Like the red flags were like, I was getting the heebie-jeebies. Like this guy... If this was somebody that I like had talked to on the phone, like it was like dating days, and I talked to him on the phone, run! If the call's coming from inside the house, run would be the what would be going through.
Oh, like she was a catch.
Oh no, she wasn't a catch. She was just stupid, though. This guy was scary. You were scarier than a scammer.
Good.
Yeah.
And then like she got kicked off Instagram like a month or two later.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's no longer has a pic. Yeah, it's now she's an Instagrammer. I have to search my messages under her name to find it.
Oh really?
She got kicked off. So you guys approve.
I liked that.
Yes, wholeheartedly.
So the next one we do, which will not be next week because Joe will not be with us. So we like to do these as a threesome.
Yep.
The next one we will do will be Han. H-A-H-N.
Okay.
And then after that will be Lacey, which was very interesting.
Okay.
And then Carolyn.
Yeah.
So we still have plenty more queued up. I'm glad we're doing these again. I like doing these again.
Next week, The Wrath of Han.
No, not next week.
Oh, the week after next.
Yes. Because we won't have Joe, so we won't be doing it next week.
The Wrath of Han.
The Wrath of Han. I like that. The Wrath of Han.
Thank you.
All right. So that was... That was Jane. I enjoyed that. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that character.
Like it.
I think I've done a good job of varying up the various personalities
yes.
that Fake Davin yes. has.
Yeah. Oh, no. You come up with nice, new, original ways that he's going to, like, be annoying and, like just make them upset and not get anything.
Yeah. Well, they never get anything.
No, they never get anything.
The only one who almost got something was Belinda. No, Flory.
Flory
almost did, but... We didn't. We sent the money, but she never collected the money.
Right.
And Belinda, we thought, well, we should give her a cut. But
hysterical.
All right. So we got the Afterbirth show coming up, so let's wrap this up. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of the show. Joe, what's Portobello got going on?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello, it's open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespinning Production. Its owner, Davins of Davins, Dent Davins of Davins, Dent Davin of Davins, Dent Davin. What do we got cooking?
February 7th, we have Joseph Anthony as your headliner.
Joseph Anthony's phenomenal. It's going to be a great night. Get out there. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting productions for all of your entertainment needs. Actually, really, your comedy needs. That's really what we're specializing in these days. You go to davincomedy.com, drop us an email, or give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, what's crack-a-lackin' this week for your husband?
All right. Okay, well, you know, Mr. Helix is always doing his Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com. It's a great show from Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. He plays, well, classic rock, but he also plays, like, some garage bands and some punk rock. He mixes it up. It's a really good mix. You should listen to it. So that's on HudsonRiverRadio.com, the Richter Observatory.
Joe, you got anything going?
Yeah, I'll be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this coming Thursday. Go to dubs.com for showtimes, which will be 8 o'clock, actually, and go there for tickets and reservations. I'll be at the Benny Rizzuti Show this Saturday on Gubs Radio, and then I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Sunday. Once again, go to gubs.com for information.
All right. So that's it. We're going to do the After Birth Show. Pip and I are going to continue where Joe and I left off last week with some of the fads of the past decade, some of the ones we did not get to. We're going to do that on Facebook Live. Oh, in just a few minutes. If you don't catch it live, you just go to the Davinson Facebook page, and it will be up there for your viewing enjoyment. Joe, we will see you in a few weeks.
Yep. And I will see you then, everybody. Have a great night.
All right, later, Joe.
Be well, Joe.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll see the rest of you on Facebook Live. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep